Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
As I look through the glass here at Sports Byline, my producer's freaking out. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. We take it to B Street. Of course, B Street is in San Mateo, California, and that is the home of B Street Boxing and its owner, boxing trainer extraordinaire, Mr. Eddie Croft. Primetime Eddie Croft, how are you today? Merry Christmas, sir.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, Pedro. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So what's the story with Shevchenko?
I'm having difficulties getting a visa, so I can't go to Russia. Right now, we're kind of, working out how to get him into Germany right now. There's some difficulties with that, too. So, but the fight's still right now on for January 14th in Germany against Caleb Truex.
Okay. We're talking about 30-year-old Evgeny Shevchenko. I can't say the first name for me.
Evgeny.
Why do I have such a problem with that? I don't know. Anyway, so he's now. Wait. Why won't they let you out of the country? You owe child support or something or what?
No. They'll let me out. So right now, because like Russia put 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine, right? And so like we're putting pressure on Russia to withdraw troops, so they're just like, because of that, they're not letting any Americans in.
I understand. I guess Vitaly Klitschko, is he still the mayor of Ukraine, of Kyiv? Is he still the mayor?
Of Kyiv, yeah.
What do people think about him over there? Because overall,
You know what? I don't really get a good feeling that they're in total support. I think from what it sounds like, that it's a lot of people kind of think he's a joke.
Okay. And speaking of joke, Luis Ortiz is like 45 years old, is a Cuban heavyweight, taking on Charles Martin, who's like not an overachiever, no doubt about that. They're putting this on pay per view, calling it an all pay per view heavyweight card. Frank Sanchez, Carlos Negron. Bottom line,
that's a joke.
Yeah, Gerald Washington taking on Ali Demison. Gerald Washington, I said this before, but he's older than George Washington. I mean, these guys are old dudes. What I'm trying to say is, are people that starved that this is going to make money?
I doubt it. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I don't want either.
I think that it might, hopefully it makes enough money to pay the purses, right? I don't want the promoters to take a bath, and I want the fighters to get paid, but it's not going to be a money making show.
Okay, I got a good one for you. Gary Russell's been on more milk cartons than he's been on Fight Magazine covers. I'm talking about, of course, the WBC featherweight title holder. He's like missing in action. Is he really that talented?
Dude, I personally think so. I love the guy. I think it's a shame that he's inactive. I think it's a shame that he only fights like once a year. I remember in 2002, I'd been gone for, in New York, and I hadn't been training anybody for a couple of years, but in 2001, I moved back. In 2002, I brought a fighter to the National Golden Glove, and I was watching this kid hit the bag, and I was like, man, this kid's pretty good. And I, go up to him and go, hey, man, you got, real nice technique, and I like the way you move, blah, blah, blah. And turns out it was him, Gary Russell Jr. I was like, dude, I'm talking to, the number one seed, and he already knows he's good, but I'm telling, so he probably was, looking at me like, whatever, OG, thanks, man.
But, he's getting up there in age, in his 30s now, and he's making 126. To make 126 just once a year, that must be a pain in the you-know-what, because me, I'd rather make weight four or five times in order to get close to the weight. You know where I'm coming from? Not like once a year? Yikes.
Yeah, I can't tell, if he, how he's really short, so, I don't know how hard it is for him to make weight. Although, he's been rumbling about moving all the way up to lightweight, to 135, to fight, Tank Davis. So, who knows, how difficult it is for him to make the weight.
Okay. Good comeback fight, I guess, in swords for both guys. Keith Thurman, once beaten. Mario Barrios, once beaten. Barrios losing to Tank Davis in the WBA 140-pound strap. Keith Thurman being a welterweight. These guys are going to fight at 147. Does Keith Thurman merit, does his ability merit the fact that he should return on pay-per-view, or is this another loser card?
Well, like, I think that right now, that, you know, just the boxing landscape requires for these guys to get the purses that they want. It requires pay-per-view, right? So, you know, like, I don't know what Mario got to fight Tank, but, you know, it was a pay-per-view fight, so, you know, he's expecting at least $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would think Thurman's expecting at least $3 million.
Time out, Eddie. What has Keith Thurman done for me lately? I mean, it's
nothing. Nothing. I agree with you. I totally agree with you, Pedro. I'm not saying that he deserves it.
Eddie, the guy smokes more weed than me and my producer put together.
I don't know.
No, he does.
I don't even know how much weed you guys smoke.
Well, all right. I'll tell you, like, we smoke a lot. Anyway, but I'll just say that he goes off into the forest. He takes a flute with him, and he goes off into the forest, and he smokes weed and blows a flute. I mean, this is not... I don't know too many
don't
guys.
Know that for certain.
No, Eddie, he's cop to it. This isn't a matter of contention. He's admitted it.
Okay, whatever. The guy was a really good fighter, was, you know, on his way to, you know, being one of the stars in the welterweight division. I felt like I had always felt like he was a little overrated. Not because of, you know, what I thought he. I just thought he had more in him than what he was showing. So that's why I felt like he, you know, just a little overrated for what he had been doing. But I definitely see a lot of ability in him. Now, he's been inactive, and Mario has been active, but, you know, he lost his last fight, and he's moving up in weight class. So, like, I don't know, you know. I want Mario to win.
Okay. Fighter of the year. Does it deserve to be Oleg Usyk? Does it deserve to be Canelo Alvarez or George Kambosos? One of those three. Who would you go for of those three?
I would say Usyk.
You think so?
I thought what he did was pretty, you know, coming up as a cruiserweight and handling Joshua the way he did. I thought that was pretty incredible.
He gangster slapped him.
Yeah. I liked it.
You know what? And people don't appreciate this because, you know, they're used to slugging. But he faints with his eyes. He faints with his hands. He faints with his feet. He has all these different feints, man. That guy faints you into a different world.
Well, that's what I was telling. You know, people were saying, you know, there's no way he can win. What's he going to do? And I said, look, he's gonna. If he beats him, he will beat him with feints and footwork. That's what will beat him, and that's exactly what he did.
No doubt about that. So Kambosos upset over Teofimo Lopez, and he was a 13-1 underdog. You're not giving him any props for that, or what?
No, it's not that I'm not giving him props. That was a big upset win. I do feel it's probably 50-50 as far as, you know, did Kambosos, you know, really come out and take it, or is a lot of that stuff?
Eddie!
Hold on. Let me finish, baby.
I'm sorry.
You can't, like, just start jumping in here.
I'm just crying. Oh, I'm a Kambosos fan. Go on.
No. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, like, I'd only seen Kambosos fight that one other time. Who did he beat? Leo Selby, I think.
Lee Selby
in England. So that was the only other time I'd seen him fight, and watching that fight with the, you know, the zone commentators just really being biased towards Selby, like you have to really watch the fight to see all the nuances and just to see how good Kambosos won, you know, or mm-hmm. How good he was. He won the fight, and the announcers were, you know, just kind of giving Selby every round. So it was just, you know, kind of difficult to watch.
Okay.
Right? So that was the only time I'd really seen him fight. Now, I also felt like, you know, Teofimo fought like the dumbest fight ever. Come on, man.
Yeah, and he lost. And his father is the dumbest trainer in the history of boxing. Eddie Croft, happy holidays. We'll see you soon. B Street Boxing, San Mateo, California. That's what my man runs. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide and WBC TV.